Hello there, folks. I'm Anxiety James, and welcome to my podcast. In my first podcast, I'm going to discuss anxiety and how it affects me and how it started with me. In my future podcasts, I will discuss all sorts to do with anxiety, depression, Asperger's, and mental health. All of those things I suffer with, and I've had Asperger's from birth, obviously, and I was diagnosed with anxiety and depression when I was about 17 years old. The first time I ever felt anxiety, I was about 5 or 6, I think. And I remember staying with my uncle who had diabetes. And at the time he had some wounds on his leg that was a result of the diabetes. And he allowed me to watch the nurse clean these wounds. And I enjoyed it at the time watching for some reason, but that was the start of the anxiety, because from there I then started to check my own legs almost constantly for lumps. And this was at like 5 or 6 years old. I remember having this problem, and I remember going trekking with my friends in the brambles round by my house, and I got stung by something, a bramble bush, I don't know. And I remember having a thorn stuck in my leg, and I picked it out, and I was so concerned that this was going to turn into one of those massive cysts on my leg where I have to have an operation, have it cleaned out daily, etc. And this really concerned me. And at that point, at 6 years old, you shouldn't really be having those thoughts. I then became fascinated with the BBC programme Casualty. And if anyone's ever watched it, it's a soap that's based inside an accident and emergency ward. And they deal with a lot of people who are in trauma incidents and things like that. So you see lots of blood and gore. Not what a 6-year-old should be watching, but I enjoyed it, and my nan and my uncles and my parents allowed me to watch it, and they would often boast that I liked to watch it for some reason. And that was the start of the anxiety. From there, I feared hospitals. Around the age of 11 or 12, I feared entering a hospital. My nan, my uncles, and some family members had been in hospital at the time, and I would fear going to the hospital to visit them. I would stay at home instead. And this led to a fear of hospitals and doctors and things like that. And I've had all sorts of anxiety in my teenage years and growing up, where I thought I had diabetes myself. I thought I was going blind. I thought I had a brain tumor. I thought I had cancer. And this was all before I even got out of the teenage years. When I was 17 years old, I remember sitting at my computer, listening to some music with a friend, and I was eating a sweet, and all of a sudden I started coughing, and I choked on something, I believe. I don't know, because I couldn't breathe, and I asked my friend to get me some water. I lived next to a doctor's, and instantly I thought this thing was still lodged in my throat. It was still there. I was going to die. So I ran across the road to the doctor in a state of panic, burst into the doors and told them I need to see somebody now. I was dying, very hysterical. The doctor seen me, told me it was anxiety, prescribed me some medications, had a chat about things in the past and stuff like that. I still wasn't convinced that this was just anxiety. I thought it was still lodged, I was still gonna die. So I convinced my parents to take me to accident emergency, where I waited for hours to see somebody. And when I was finally seen by somebody, the doctor, he laughed, and then he was quite angry at me and said, "You've just come from your doctor who's told you you are fine, and you are wasting our time in accident and emergency," and basically sent me home. And that's where it all started. And from that day, I started having panic attacks quite regular, and this worried my parents a lot. And the anxiety went from that, I was scared to go to work from that point because of the panic attacks. I used to work in a youth center, producing music and doing videography and stuff like that with the youth around the area. And I was scared to be in rooms with people, and I was scared to be around people. And I started having days off work and stuff like that, and it spiraled from there. I moved house eventually. The anxiety followed me, and it's been persistent all throughout my life, where I started to develop palpitations and ectopic heartbeats, where your heartbeat skips beats. And this set off a long fear of then having heart problems. And to be honest with you, since I was about 17, I've not had a day go by where I haven't thought, today I'm going to die. There have been days when I've had medications and stuff like that, and things have been better, but there's always a fear of something serious is going to happen to me. And the more I get older, like I'm 34 now, I'm approaching the age where things start to go wrong. It just worries, continuously worries me. And I have general anxiety disorder where every single day is a battle, basically, at the moment. It's worse than it ever was before at the moment. I lost my dad around just over 2 years ago, and then 12 months after that, I lost my stepdad, and both of those were very important figures in my life. And to lose them to cancer, and to watch them go through cancer, it's stuck in my head. I've got those horrible visual memories of them being sick, and I remember being at the hospital once, and I was sitting next to my dad visiting him, and he'd been sick in this bucket, and I, right there, and then I threw up just because he'd been sick. And that was anxiety again. And I worried from that day that, oh, now I've got cancer. And 5 years ago, I actually did have cancer. So did my dad, and it come back and it killed him. My stepdad was just completely out of the blue 12 months after. And it's shocking because he was at my dad's funeral too. So he must have been having symptoms of cancer at the point he was at my dad's funeral, because when he was diagnosed, he was pretty late stage. So yeah, that's not something that taunts me a lot. And I haven't been able to deal with those losses. It's very, very difficult. And it's caused now general anxiety disorder, whereby I fear everything. I've got to the point now where I fear vomiting, and I fear eating, and I've got no appetite. I fear I've got cancer. I fear I'm severely ill. Oh, God. It's just a nightmare. And I've just started back on 50 milligrams of sertraline yesterday. I took myself off them probably about 4 months ago. I was on 150 milligrams and they was working well. My anxiety was under control. I felt better. I decided to come off them cold turkey, and that was when the spiral started going downwards. I was okay for about a month, and then I started logging back onto anxiety forums and posting various little complaints and reading other people's issues, and it spiraled from there to now where I'm in a situation where every single day it's anxiety. Every single day it's making me feel sick, it's causing panic attacks. I had a panic attack yesterday at 8:30 in the morning, first morning panic attack in a long time, and it was spawned from waking up feeling just not good, just feeling like anxious. I have a bowel movement in the morning, I feel anxious, it's just scary, like I'm scared to use the toilet at times. I constantly feel like I feel hungry, but then if I put food in front of me, I won't eat it. I'm scared to eat in case it makes me sick. I'm scared to eat in case it makes me feel sick. And it's the anxiety that's making me feel sick, because once the anxiety symptoms have gone, my appetite comes back, I start feeling better, and it's a nightmare. It's a snowball, that's what it is. It's a snowball that you feed, your brain feeds itself on its own anxiety. And it can cause some severely debilitating issues. Like I've had times where I've had ectopic heartbeats for 5 days in a row with constant anxiety. My heartbeat is skipping continuously. I've took myself to A&E multiple times. I've had tests, and they always say the same thing. It's anxiety. It'll pass, go home. And that's all it ever is. And they always turn out to be correct. And when the anxiety passes, the symptoms go away. And it's very hard to believe that anxiety can cause this many problems and this much suffering for the person who's experiencing it. And I think a lot of people don't understand the mental torture and the physical symptoms that anxiety can cause. When you tell somebody I have anxiety, they generally think I was a bit of a worrier. They don't think that inside right now his head is mental torture and hell. And when I have panic attacks, I have to tell people to leave the room. Like yesterday I had the panic attack. I said to my partner, like, can you leave the room please? I need to calm down. I don't like people seeing me when I'm in an anxious state, because their worry makes me even more worried, you know? And it's a tough battle. I've had this for a very long time. Last year, I lost my appetite completely around May time. I remember visiting my grandma for her birthday, having a meal. I didn't want to attend because I didn't feel hungry. I knew I wasn't going to eat. And I had to drink alcohol to feel hungry to eat. And that's when that day I decided to quit alcohol, because alcohol was then causing so many problems for me. And I've now been sober for almost 12 months, which is good. It's helped my anxiety greatly, but the anxiety is still there, still lingers, still around every single day, and it's getting worse every single day. But I'm hoping the sertraline helped me out. I'm on the first day. pardon me, I'm very gassy at the moment. So yeah, that's me, basically. In future podcasts, I'm going to talk some more about other anxiety-related issues and other issues in mental health. I was also diagnosed with Asperger's at 28. They completely missed it all throughout my childhood, which sucks because I have a different view on the world that other people don't understand, and it's sometimes frustrating, but yeah. So hey there, folks. I'm going to leave it there. It's a nice sunny day outside today. I might go and sit in the garden and enjoy some sun with a book. Thanks for listening.